On Thursday, Virginia Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton made history by using an artificial intelligence, AI, voice clone to speak in the House of Representatives. This cool technology allowed her to recreate her own voice from recordings she made before, which helped her communicate even though she has a condition called progressive supranuclear palsy. This condition makes it really hard for her to speak. Wexton is likely the first person to give a speech in Congress using an AI-generated voice, making this a big moment in political history. Wexton's health issues have made it tough for her to talk. Progressive supranuclear palsy is a rare disease that affects how people move, balance, and speak. By using AI, Wexton found a way to get around some of these challenges, allowing her to keep participating in important discussions and fight for the people she represents. The AI program she used studied her past speeches and created a voice that sounds a lot like how she normally talks. Wexton's use of AI in Congress is important for more than just her situation. It raises questions about how technology can help people with disabilities in politics. As AI gets better, it could help more people communicate and be part of the decision-making process. Wexton's innovative use of technology might encourage other lawmakers who face similar challenges to consider using AI in their work. Finally, Wexton's speech highlights how important it is for politics to be accessible to everyone. Being able to communicate well is key for lawmakers to do their jobs and connect with the people they serve. By using AI, Wexton not only improves her own ability to participate but also shows the need for more inclusive practices in government. This could start bigger conversations about how technology can help people with disabilities in many different areas.